Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Novak, I guess this time last year, you had just won four slams in a row. How different does it feel now? And do you feel you're actually getting your game back and it's not a massive...
Well, it's, you know, the last couple of tournaments, I've had some great matches and... I mean, it's unfortunate to finish the Roland Garros the way I've done today. You know, I obviously always expect a lot from myself, but and it's a fact that I'm not playing close to my best, and I know that. But again, I'm trying as everyone else to work on the game and, you know, work on things. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You know, for me, this is a whole new situation that I'm facing, you know, especially in the last 7-8 months, you know, not winning any big tournament, which hasn't happened in many years. So, you know, it's not something that hasn't happened before for any player, you know. For all the top players have been through that, so I guess you gotta go through it, try to, you know, learn your lessons and figure out the way how to get out of it stronger. And you know, it's a big challenge, but I'm up for it.
Novak, I know you've only just lost today, but can you tell us what your plans are on grass, and in particular, when you next plan to work with Andre?
Well, we're going to try to get together in Wimbledon, but I mean that's all for now. I mean I was planning to play only Wimbledon. I might play a lead-up event. I might not. I'm not really sure right now.
Novak, you know what it takes to get to number one in the world and win big games. Is it still an ambition of yours to try and get back to the top of the mountain and reclaim that number one spot in future?
Well, it is. You know, it's one of the highest points that you can reach as a tennis player is to be number one, and of course one of the highest goals of any player. And you know, I was very fortunate obviously to spend a lot of time there, and I know how it feels, you know, to get to that spot, to be there and to also lose that spot. So you know, I hope that the experience that I have and also, you know, time ahead of me will serve me well, and hopefully I'll be able to get back. But you know, for me, it's more about the game itself, my own game, you know, working on it, because obviously there are things that need to be better, and I need that continuity. So I'm going to focus on that, and then I guess results will follow, and number one ranking as well. I will have a better chance if I start playing better.
Novak, you're talking about playing through these issues, but if you could, would you take a break right now?
Well, trust me, I'm thinking about many things, you know, and especially in the last couple of months. But you know, I'm just trying to sense what's the best thing for me now. Obviously, there's been a lot of changes with the team and so forth. So I'm excited to work with Andre and, you know, the new team at the same time. I have responsibility towards the game itself, towards others, and so we'll see. You know, obviously it's not an easy decision to make, but I'll see how I feel anyway after Roland Garros, and then decide what to do next.
Yeah.
Novak, you spoke quite highly last week of the impact of Andre. Just with the way the match ended today, do you feel you maybe missed his impact today? Would you have liked him to be here this week?
No, I mean, don't put Andre, you know, in the midst of this this final set. Of course, I mean that's all me. And as I've mentioned before several times, when you guys asked me about his influence and impact on my game, it's going to take time. You know, it's not something that comes out in the first week. We have spent 7 days together, and you know, we just got to know each other. So obviously he didn't want to give me too much information when the tournament already started, and you know, just getting to know each other, as I've said, and then we'll see where he takes us.
Novak, you've talked over the past few months about feeling like you're getting closer to finding your best again. Do you still feel like that's the case, and what's the biggest thing that's missing at the moment?
Well, I it's hard to pick one thing, you know. It's just you know, certain technical stuff, not to get into details, but you know, obviously more or less all the parts of my game kind of going up and down. You know, I'm feeling like I'm missing consistency. You know, I play a great match two in a row, and then I play a completely opposite match. That's what happened today. So you know, I guess it comes and goes. As an athlete, you have to accept that and get used to it. I mean, it's a little bit disappointing, obviously, for me, knowing how I can play and knowing that I've played also during this tournament very well in certain games, and then just coming back and just not feeling it. So of course, with all my respect and credit to my opponents, of course they, you know, Dominic today played really good, and he forced me to play the way I've played, you know, especially in the second and third set. So all in all, I'm aware of where I am at the moment. You know, it's I know where I also can be, and so I'm working towards that.
Novak, given everything you said, was today's performance from you a surprise, or was it half expected?
Well, and I don't expect myself to play as well, as bad as I played in the third. I don't wish that. I don't visualize that ever. You know, of course, as I've said, I have high expectations for myself, and I try to, you know, try to work towards perfecting my game and improving my game. There's no need to repeat again, but as I've said before, you know, it's I'm not close to my best. I know that, but look, it is what it is, and it's an opportunity for me in a way. It's some kind of lesson to be learned, and to kind of progress in whatever way life wants me to. So I'm just figuring it all out and trying to be in the moment. You know, obviously I love this sport. I'm motivated as any other player on the tour, and even though I've played for many years, I still want to do well, and I respect this sport, and you know, it's giving me so much. So the least I can do is to give my all whenever I'm holding a racket in my hand, and it's what I've done. But sometimes, you know, you circumstances are such that you are not able to perform as well as you want.
Mike, last question.
Novak, you kind of half answered that question that I was going to ask, but I was wondering, after the incredible high of what you achieved here last year, if you've kind of second-guessed your love for the sport, and if the effect of winning last year has kind of surprised you in the last 12 months from that perspective.
Well, the win here last year has brought a lot of different emotions, obviously. It was a thrill and complete fulfillment, I guess, you know, and I've lived on that wave of excitement, I guess, till the US Open or so. And then after US Open, I just was just emotionally very flat, and I found myself in a situation that I haven't faced before in a professional tennis career. So, you know, it's obviously tough to get out of it and figure out the way how to move ahead, but at least I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to to get better, trying to be on a high level again. I know that I have achieved the biggest heights in this sport, and that memory and that experience gives me enough reason to believe that I can do it again. Although I'm aware that I'm not the only one, so there, you know, Dominic Thiem today is one of the up-and-coming rising stars that, of course, is very hungry to beat you and to get his hands on a Grand Slam trophy, and he's got a really good chance. So I mean, there are many different players that are in a position to fight for it. I'm not the only one. So the world is not spinning only around me. So I'm grateful for the attention, but you know, there are many other players that deserve that as well. And well, it's as I said, the next chapter for me. So now I'm just figuring it all out, and obviously there are things to think about and to work on, and we'll see where it takes me.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.